Hello, my name is Giselle and this is my podcast Smells Like New Talent. In this podcast I talk to several upcoming musicians about them, their music and their future visions. If you are looking for new music, this is the place to be. This episode, Ragamuffs. Oh, I used to be so down. Oh, I used to be so down. Joseph and Haley, hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Hello. How are you?
Very good.
Cool. So could you quickly tell something about yourself and the band?
Yeah, so our name is Ragamuffs. We are from Honolulu, Hawaii. We started playing or making, I guess, indie rock music since like 2016.
Like 2016, 2017. And we started doing things like open mic acoustic style. We started as a straight duo playing live shows, straight duo, and along the way we picked up friends to come join us to back us up, and we're still a duo to this day. It's just that when we play live, we have a bass player and a drummer. In the core, me and Haley are guitar players and
vocalists and songwriters.
Yeah.
When and how did you two meet each other?
Good question. We met each other, I don't know how old we were. We were like kids. We're super little. We met each other in church. Our parents were part of this family ministry. And so when they would get together for their parents and adult meetings, we were the only kids. So we would like play with each other, and then we became really active volunteering and everything at church, and then that's how we met each other. Do you know how old we were?
Could be like around 10 years old, 11 years old, and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I guess like from there on, since we would always hang out with each other forcefully, we started playing music. Here and there, Haley would bring her little instruments and I would bring mine, and we're like sort of kind of compete, you know.
We're competitive.
And, yeah. And then, you know, our family or our uncles or aunties would ask us like, oh, you guys should play music for a party or this and that. And that's when we kind of started playing along beside each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like dating, I guess.
2012.
I always forget
it was like
the year.
Our junior year, and we started dating.
From high school, yeah.
And pretty much from there, we played like more weddings and more parties, and got to college, and we started playing open mics.
Yeah, and you two were already into music young then. I think if you met each other at a young age and started making music then.
Right. Yeah. Cause we had our own separate, like, I guess paths with music and things were going on. Like when I was little, I started playing ukulele when I was about 5 years old. I mean, we're in Hawaii. There's this like famous ukulele school that I guess like all the keiki or like little kids, that's what they call it. We all kind of like, I don't know, it's a thing. The parents just like to put us into ukulele lessons. And it stuck with me. And then I did a lot of YouTube covers by myself when I was like in middle school and high school. And then I did a lot of talent competitions. Joe was a little bit different.
But yeah, like for me, I was kind of on the same path as her in like playing ukulele. And then the whole YouTube scene came up, and I started to learn how to play the guitar. But from we were kids, we played separate music. We were forcefully played with each other, but then like not until like high school, like we started dating, like, and we reunited with each other,
made the kind of music we wanted
and
to
yeah
make.
We were like, okay, like this, like we made some music together, but like not to make it like a band or anything, but just to play covers and stuff. Yeah, it didn't start till college where we started like the whole scene of Ragamuffs.
Yeah, and what was the Honolulu music scene like?
Oh yeah, before we started, we would go out a lot just to watch, and we were those like quiet kids in the crowd. And this was around college time, but I mean, it's I feel like we're part of the more underground scene. The way that I see it, or we see it in our heads, is you have the people who are super well known in Hawaii. Okay. With a lot of those people are more on the reggae and like island music style, and those people, it's like everyone knows who they are because they have like a gig wherever they go. It's Hawaii, like.
Yeah, and then, we live in an island, so they play
people
island
come,
music.
Come there, and you know? They want to hear that. And then those are also the like artists you hear on our local radio stations. And then there's like in our little scene, I guess, a sub scene. I don't know what you would call it, but
we would have like more like metal rock guys,
alternative punk, and then we're like one of two indie rock bands, and yeah, I think it's very like the little niche scene that we're part of. I feel like it's very supportive and very family oriented. Anywhere you go in Hawaii is already going to be very family oriented, but we made a lot of friends through that scene, just going out to shows and just meeting everyone, and then like asking each other like, hey, do you want to come to my show? And we all support each other. And then people who are hosting their own shows will be like, do you want to play part of our lineup? And then vice versa. So the scene is very, I think it's very easygoing compared to some other places we've been to. People are just doing it for fun, and everyone, like, that's what we do on the weekends.
Yeah,
like,
everyone's very supportive in the end.
Yeah, I think everyone's pretty supportive and super nice.
Awesome. And at some point you started Ragamuffs. When and why did you start it?
Oh, that's a good question. Like, for Ragamuffs, when we started playing those open mics, we didn't realize, like, our friends were very encouraging. They were like, yo, you should, like, you know, make more music, you know, because we would do covers when we go to the open mics. This was, like, when we decided, like, we should make a Instagram account, you know? And then that's, you know, when you make an Instagram account, that's suddenly, like, you're
it's going
band,
to be
I
serious.
Legit. Yeah, legit.
Like,
you know,
we're taking this seriously.
So, from like covers, we decided like, man, like, why do we play covers? Like, let's just like make one song at least.
Yeah.
So we started writing one a song. I think it was "Confiscate My Youth," and then from there, you know, all our friends were like, "Whoa, did you guys write that?" And then we decided to record like. Or write more and then record a song. And from there, that's when I think the whole Ragamuffs idea started.
Yeah, and we have the same, like, me and Joe had the same, like, music influences. So I feel like there's not a lot of people, at least for us, that we knew listened to indie rock and, like, bedroom pop style of music and that very dreamy feel.
Yeah.
But it's like you go to other parts of the world and it's so big and... It's just like those are the kind of artists that we looked up to. So we wanted to bring that out in Hawaii and have, I guess, like a community around that genre and that vibe and that feel.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know like Last Dinosaurs or like San Cisco or like even Arctic Monkeys. Like that was, but in Hawaii, it's like something you don't often hear.
Yeah, San Cisco and Last Dinosaurs are from Australia. So like, they have a very they have like a very like
surfy
vibe because you know Australia
know.
And whatnot
upbeat.
And
oh,
then
yeah.
Arctic Monkeys are very like indie
yeah,
rock
Arctic Monkeys
yeah
we just wanted to write more and play covers that we enjoyed because we never heard those styles of songs from other people on the island like playing those kind
yeah,
of
the genre of like indie rock and pop back when we kind of started. It was still kind of bizarre. Like, when we played some covers, there was, like, a couple of people that came up to us, like,
I knew the song.
Like, whoa, did you guys make this genre? Like,
we're like, no.
Like, no, like, it's like we're just trying to play
these.
Just
love
music.
These artists, yeah. And it's so cool.
Oh, that's crazy. So, you're a couple. How is it making music together?
It's fun. I was kidding. It has its ups and downs. Like I feel like more and more. Sometimes it could be frustrating. It's fun because we're so comfortable with each other and we know what we're thinking, but sometimes we know too much of what each other is thinking that we're like, we get so frustrated with it. But like playing on stage, I feel like it's my favorite times because makes me feel comfortable when I get nervous and vice versa. How would you describe writing?
Well, for us, when we since we're dating and stuff, we're a little more open and a little more flexible with each other in sense of like communication. Mm-hmm. So we understand how each other feels based on like body language. And so when they're writing process as well, like we know our strengths and weaknesses. Like for me, like I English is my second language, so like I'll have an idea. Like I speak English just fine, so I'll write an idea, but grammatically is not correct. Yeah. So, you know, but the idea is there, the melody is there. So Haley comes in and swoops that up, and she knows like how to bring up the idea to help me rather than to like, you know, hurt me. I guess in a sense.
I think that's where we balance each other because he's good at starting it like with chord progressions and melodies, but I'll come in and I'll like, I'm super like analytical, so I'll go in and look at every word and do the finishing side of things.
Yeah, and then like, you know, since we hang out with each other for the most part, like, you know, we kind of think of new ideas together while just hanging out, you know, rather than like in a band. Like some band meetings would be like, oh yeah, and like next week I'll let them know about this idea.
Yeah,
like for us, like it's almost like we live Ragamuffs,
which is good
because
and bad.
We live by we hang out with each other kind of thing, like 24/7.
After all, it's hard to find love when it knows you're carelessly choosing someone you don't know. But the heart stays truthful, true love awaits. Don't be a fool.
And you chose the name Ragamuffs. What's the reason for that name?
Yeah, Ragamuffs. Honestly, the word Ragamuffin came from one of my favorite soul songs by Sela Su.
Okay.
And I don't know, when I heard it, I was like, this is a cool word. And then I looked it up, and it also is a type of fluffy cat, but it's also like street child. So initially we had Sir Ragamuffin and the Lady as our like folky indie name.
That's when we were like doing acoustic folk duo. We were so influenced by like Mumford and Sons.
They're like
and
Edward
Sir
Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. And we're like, oh, this is such a cool long name.
Yeah,
because
you know,
so
those hippie guys, like they're like very, you know, with that folk guitar, acoustic guitar and like drumming with your feet. Kind of thing. So we were kind of into that. Like me and Haley were just like a duo kind of thing. But when we decided to do more like indie rock style, that's when we kind of like, man, if we ever
really influenced that way though.
Yeah, I mean, we were influenced at all, but it's just like when we decided just to like kind of change our genre to a little more indie rock style. We're thinking like if they ever presented us, it'd be like, oh, Sir Ragamuffin and Lady, it'd be like, oh, that's a little too long. So we just went with Ragamuffin.
Yeah, so we just like cut it down and like we're like, okay, this is a lot easier for searching reasons.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the word's weird and sounds cool.
Yeah. How would you describe the sound of your current sound?
Ooh. It's definitely indie rock.
Yeah.
Because especially the first stuff we put out, we love like keeping things really like organic band sound feeling. So we didn't have a lot of like synth sounds to experiment with. But we're definitely also like bedroom pop influence. So I would say like indie rock / bedroom pop.
Yeah, what a like surf feel in a sense and feel good.
Yeah, like upbeat type of stuff.
Yeah. So you named a few musicians already. What are the musicians that inspire you the most?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, like for us, we both can say that the Beatles is like a really big influence growing up. That kind of, it became like our blueprint for what kind of like what good music is, I guess. And from there, like we started to learn more music around it growing up. The Cure for is one. And then like...
That's more like your influences.
Yeah, like a little
but
bit more.
As a band
influence.
For Ragamuff's sound, yeah. I'd say is like some of that we mentioned, San Cisco, Arctic Monkeys, Last Dinosaurs, Jungle Giants. And then vocally, like, I listen to a lot of folk stuff, and we both did. So, like, Ingrid Michaelson.
That's a little bit funner, and and Sarah Bareilles.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, and all the other things that you pull inspiration from?
Things like non-music?
Yeah, maybe environments or other things you experience or something.
Oh, yeah.
I like this question. We've never been asked this.
Like on my end, when we, like, because I initiate some of the writing process, a lot of those are from me driving home. From my university to my house, there's like this long freeway, and it's pretty much the background for Jurassic Park, like that, just serene.
Oh yeah.
So driving home there, or I'm just like Kaneohe area, like I'm always passing by this thing called the H3, the freeway called the H3, and I pretty much kind of just zone out and unwind watching the nice mountains.
That's true. I feel like we're the same. Like, because sometimes we write separately when we're not really together. And also driving helps me. Like, I like to loop even like a voice memo on our iPhone. I like to loop that while driving. And that helps to, like, just, I don't know, get thoughts going when you're seeing all the commotion around you. I feel like busy places, I don't know why I'm inspired by busy places. Like when I go to an airport or I'm riding the bus or something, like I like to think of things and jot little notes down.
Yeah.
And a lot of experiences from college years, because that's when we started writing music.
Yeah.
I feel like that had an influence on us.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So you made two music videos, you made the two. How did you experience the process of making a music video?
Ooh, yeah, that was really fun. So that, like, the first one that we put out was for Lainey Lainey. That one was a lot of trial and error, but when I was going to college, I worked for this this radio station at UH Manoa called KTUH. And so my office for, like... Yeah, our radio station office was right, like, super close to the film production crew. So I made a lot of friends through there, and then we hit them up, and we asked them to help us out with that. And they knew, like, the process of everything. So I'm like, okay, we trust you. So that one turned out for originally, we were like, why don't we just set up an iPhone and, like, just shoot our own music video? But then we reached out to our friends, and then they... did the whole rundown, which was a nice experience because it wasn't really what we were expecting. We're not used to doing anything crazy. Even when we record music, we do it from our bedrooms. But they ran us through it, and they did all the, like, they helped us with the blueprints and the planning. I don't know, there's a bunch of roles in film production that I had no idea about.
Yeah, we wanted to keep it low-key, but our friends made it like a big production, so it was a nice experience for us to have. We were very fortunate to be able to have a big studio to use, sponsored by Olelo in Hawaii. It's like a education channel. And they had a big studio for us to use. And
so it was a very low budget, even though it looks like a lot. Like, we're probably going to upload a behind the scenes sometime soon, but it looks like a lot was going on. But we're just fortunate because we had a lot of film students too that volunteered for it. That were friends of our friends who already graduated. And then as far as the planning, it took a while because there's just a lot of people involved and scheduling.
Yeah,
would be a lot.
Our original video, then when we started it, like, we got some films and we're like, all right, we got two more. We got one more day to shoot it. And then we're like browsing to the videos and we're like,
was it coming out?
I don't think it's coming out real nice. And we were literally about to disband all the whole production. But then not till the following, because it was the end of the year when we were doing that. So the following year, beginning of like 2020, January, February,
we're like, wrap it up.
Yeah, we should just, like, I don't know, talk to them and see where we can go. And then I think from there, we all decided, and more transparent, and we're like, we need to go in this more direction. And we all kind of just like rerouted.
Yeah,
what we have, and rethink how we can execute the video.
I think the hardest part about it was just, like, for us explaining our ideas and then asking someone to help us bring it, and then, you know, like, making sure everyone understands and we're on the same page, because it's hard to articulate something in your brain into a product, like, in anything, even with making music. But second video was a lot smaller production, but concept was easier to think of
for soon as we got the hang of the first video, like what the steps are, we just we decided, since this was like early, maybe our first time getting lifted from a lockdown in Hawaii because of COVID. So this was around like April, fall, almost May.
Oh yeah, we have a small group.
Yeah, we decided, like, we're just gonna, our parks are open, our beach is open. So we asked a couple of our friends to guide us into this. And they're just, one was like more like a video editor, more directing style. And then the other is just a straight video. So Haley and I had the idea. Haley had the initial idea of doing like, a Viewmaster, bringing nostalgia back because of the song itself, and made it happen.
Cool. Yeah, they both turned out really cool.
Thank you.
So your latest single is called Used to Be, and it was released in October. How did the writing process for that song go?
Yeah, that one started with the line Used to Be, and that weird, or not weird, but that a couple of chords that I had thought for it. That started like last year, and then we developed it because I don't know, it takes me forever to write songs. I'm sure people know that by now. But as far as that, we just learning from our past songs, we tried to map out everything first and like experiment through GarageBand and just laying out our tracks. I ended up writing the bass line for the first time. I've never like done anything for bass before, but also because of quarantine and not being able to meet up with our like bandmates and everything. And then we sent like a draft of the song to another friend. Shout out to Johnny Martian, who helped produce a little bit of the intro. As far as the lyrics though, I don't know, what was the process?
Well, the lyrics were, When we first wrote this song too, it was, we would just play the song and Haley starts to kind of like freestyle how a melody could sound, and she just kept saying used to be, and I was like, all right, well, we'll go with that. Like,
I was like, I don't know what else to say, that's usually how it is. But melodies, I guess it starts from like chord progressions, then we try to hum a melody out, and then we slowly like add like phrases and how we can make words fit into it, and then usually we go with the drums and the bass, which could be backwards
sometimes. Yeah, and a lot of this was like through Gmail too, like recording wise. The process of recording in a quarantine is still doable. Gmail is such a good source, especially if you have Logic. if your other end had Logic, and like your mix and master has Logic, it's just you're just sending tracks pretty much from there through Logic. And Ailey's very great at articulating using email, and so she would be like, at this time, this is could you turn this up or whatnot. So
yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Sing on your tracks and also on this track. How do you decide who sings what parts?
I feel like for this most recent one, we kind of like agreed that I was gonna do more of the vocals. But for like past stuff, how did we decide? I feel like we're just like, you're gonna take verse one and I'll take verse two.
It's like, for at least for Lainey, when I decided like, oh, maybe if I come in first, and then the surprise is there's gonna be a girl singing the verse too. It's like it makes the listener like, oh wait, what? There's more. Yeah. Like there's a new factor coming in. So at least for Lainey, I remember that one.
A lot of it was also like we just dove into chord progressions without really testing out if it was the right key to sing in.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, Sunset Chaser, when Joe wrote it, I was like, I'm not feeling this song. And then I was like, you could just sing it for all of our live shows. A lot of our music before we recorded it, we were already playing it for live sets. Mm-hmm. So he was singing it first on vocals. But then afterwards, he was like, why don't you try and sing it instead? I feel like it would suit your voice better. So I was like, okay, I'll try it. And we had to, like, adjust the key, too, since where it started. And yeah, sometimes I guess it's like what feels better for each of us singing. We'll test it out first.
Yeah. And last year your debut album Achy Luminescence was released. What was it like making an album?
Ooh, it was fun.
That's a whole process.
Looking back,
yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah, when we decided to do that, Haley just finished her classes in the university, like she just graduated. I had one more semester, and this was like in the summertime, and the whole summer we literally just like recorded. I remember for the month of June and July, oh no, more of June, I was my friend was the audio engineer for like that whole month. And we would come in and hang Jacob.
Oh, Jacob.
Yeah. And we would hang out, and we would just keep producing and asking like the people that are helping us, like our bass player, drummer, like communicating with them.
Scheduling was the toughest part.
Yeah.
Everyone has their lives, their other lives aside from music going on.
Mm-hmm.
But when we went into it, we were like going by word of mouth from other bands in the music scene, like, oh, who did you go with to record this? And like, we didn't even know all the steps of the process. So our friend Jacob was referred to us, and he's like this pastor at this church that a lot of musicians in our scene come out of. So he helped us track it, but he also taught us a lot. Like, he went to school for music too, and he taught us like, because we went in and we didn't have our songs done, and we're like, oh, good thing we didn't pay for a full-on studio, because you're paying by hours sometimes. He helped us refine
ideas,
all the little intricate parts, and maybe even like reorganize some parts of the song that we had, because we're like, why don't we just play it how we played live and we're call it a day. But he really went in there, and he's like took his time with us to teach us about like production and how do we want this to sound, and going through all the effects. But yeah, I mean,
yeah, literally that summer too, since we were releasing something, we thought of like going on tour as well. So I think that one was like,
we crammed a lot.
Yeah, we literally pushed like we flew to California with two of our former bandmates, and
Landon and Locke.
We pretty much like pushed the recordings. We're like, all right, we gotta move faster.
We have to do this.
Yeah, it was nice because that pressure definitely helped us finish before we left, at least the recording portion. And then there was some fixed up things like that we could do while we're on tour. But
we're also very like, we don't have a lot of money, but we did run a Kickstarter, which was successful, and we had a lot from that. But at the same time, we're also like trying to maximize our money and our budget as much as we could. So we're very DIY. So I feel like we had this like small budget. So we're trying to sort out through all these different mixers and like people who can master for the most affordable price for us. But it was a fun process, a big learning curve. And I feel like we got lucky because with the amount of streams it got so far for like someone coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like, we're like, people ask us like, wow, what did you do? And I'm like, I don't know. we just recorded our music.
Like for when we decided to make a band, like I literally, when Haley and I decided to make like Ragamuffs, that's when I first bought an electric guitar. And so I started learning how to play electric guitar. And it kind of just tells us, for anyone that's listening, like, you know, if you're just starting out and you think you want to make a band because you want to make a band, like just do it.
Yeah. You know? Good advice. So is there an overarching message to the album?
I would say it's more like we kind of thought about it looking back, but in our initial thought process making it, we didn't go in with an initial idea where it was more like this is a mixtape of all the songs that
it's a compilation of how we were feeling through college and whatnot. And a lot of our songs are actually like very emo in a sense. Like if you listen to the words, it's very emo. But the catch there was that the tune was very upbeat.
Yeah, it had like a drive.
In a sense, if you really think about it, it kind of shows like, you know, like it's maybe putting a front and then really an inside, you're kind of like maybe sad or
like,
whatnot.
It's okay to have all these like emotions. But yeah, I think college too had a big influence because we talk a lot about like, oh, when will this be over?
Yeah, all the struggles.
But it's really a mixtape because we played these songs for a while since like because we kept repeating it, but playing it to different audiences. So to the different audiences, it's like the first time they're hearing it because I guess that's just how it is when you're trying to gain exposure and get a little bit more known. Like, but for us, we're like, oh my god, it's been how long? And we're still playing the same songs now only because more people are like hearing it at, they're discovering it at different points. It's really generally a mixtape, but just trying to be in a positive, I guess, motto for other people. And yeah,
but showcasing where we're from. to summarize all of that, like the general idea of that is like just making sad songs using happy tunes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, darling, don't you cry no more, as the sun will soon shine a thousand times. Don't you worry.
So every episode I play a game, I ask the artist to answer as many this or that questions as possible in exactly 1 minute. Does one of you want to try to beat the other artist, or you might want to try both?
At the same time?
Are you saying like us both?
Yeah, I can set the timer to 1 minute and I just ask questions and you can answer both and just answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, together?
Yeah, let's do it
together. Okay, yeah, we'll do it together.
Okay, awesome. I'll take
What if it's different?
I don't know. Then at least we can
just say something and it will work out.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Lyrics or melody?
Lyrics.
Melody.
Oh, melody.
Melody is always for me.
70. Thought we had to be fast.
70s or zeros.
Ooh. 70s. 70s.
Digital.
70s music.
Digital or vinyl?
Vinyl. Let's do vinyl.
I'm like letting you answer.
Yeah, watch a music video or watch a concert video?
Concert video.
Yeah, concert videos.
Learn a lot.
Yeah.
Dance or sing?
Sing.
Sing, yeah. I'm not a dancer.
Arctic Monkeys or Mac DeMarco?
Oh, Arctic Monkeys.
Headphones,
sorry, Mac.
Or speakers?
Oh, wait, one more time?
Headphones or speakers?
Headphones. Headphones.
Make music or play a live show?
Play live show.
Play live.
And time's up. You've got 8 questions answered.
Oh,
that's slow.
That's very slow.
Hit us with that Mac DeMarco Arctic Monkeys. Because we just like opened up for a Mac DeMarco this year. And I'm like, we love him. But yeah. Arctic Monkeys. Our music.
Well, yeah, kind of was more like a small blueprint of where we started to. And then we learned about Mac DeMarco. Yeah. So that's why we chose Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and I also asked about decades. 70s, you said you preferred over zeros.
So I was saying like our parents kind of grew up in the 70s. So the DNA that we kind of grew up with was around that area. But like for Ragamuffs to do really defined sound, it was around 90s.
Yeah, I would say around the 90s, but by accident, like not intentionally, I think. Like, after we recorded stuff, we kind of stepped back and listened back, and we're like, oh, it kind of does have a, like a 90s vibe, even some, I would say, like, Sugar Ray, some of that for Yellow Days. But 90s would probably be the closest. I didn't grow up personally with a lot of, like, classic, like, Jimi Hendrix kind of classic rock influences. I wish I was that cool, but... When I dug for music, I searched like on YouTube, and I would spend hours kind of, I guess, finding the underground but up and coming artists. So I was always like digging forward, and like a lot of that stuff influenced me. So not a lot of things from the past, surprisingly.
Yeah, for me though, my parents like would blast that in our house or on the car rides. So, I didn't also grow up with like the really rock 70s, but I grew up with like ABBA. I grew up with Bee Gees. I grew up with the Carpenters. I grew up with the Cure, you know, the Beatles.
I grew up with
70s, 80s, you know, music.
And that's kind of it because my parents listened to Queen a lot.
Yeah, Queen. Yeah.
Cool. Are you working on new music right now?
We are. We're slowly adding more and more layers to what we have.
Yeah, slowly.
Yeah, I think like quarantine, it's like people think that, oh, artists have a lot of time now to record and all this free time to sit down, like it's good for you. But it's like talking to a lot of other friends too, it's kind of hard to, I guess, like stay inspired. Like you kind of realize how important it is to be out and about to gain inspiration. And I feel like, this year, once everything kind of paused, we kind of slowed down a little bit as far as writing. But this was the time we wanted to start writing. Even if things were open, we probably would have paused on live shows because we just want to start playing new music already.
Yeah.
Like I said, we were playing the same songs for a while, even before they're released. So, yeah.
Cool.
New stuff coming.
Exciting. So thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to episode 14 of the Smells Like New Talents podcast. This episode with Ragamuffs. If you haven't heard the previous episodes yet, you can find them in your favorite podcast app or with video on YouTube. And if you're listening to this podcast via Apple Podcasts, I would appreciate it a lot if you could leave a review And if you are an upcoming musician yourself and want to be featured in this podcast, please send me a message on Instagram at smellslikenewtalent or send an email to smellslikenewtalent@gmail.com.